I'm Daniel Barris. I'm one of the owners of Lost Whale and Pufferfish Tiki in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
So first off, how do you serve your old fashions at the bar?
Oh, well, we're a bit nerdy. Our brandy old fashioned suite inside at Lost Whale is actually served on tap. So we've taken it a bit techy and taken it really far down the rabbit hole. And we put all of our ingredients in a 5-gallon Cornelius keg, a soda keg, and actually carbonate the entire cocktail. So it actually has a blend of Spanish brandy and a little bit of cognac, and then orange, a little dash of lemon. And then we actually make like a Door County cherry syrup and use a little bit of that in there, and then use a little proprietary fun bitters blend that we add to the cocktail. So there's that. And then if you obviously want to do, you know, a bourbon or you know, old fashioned or sour or something like that, or a classic old fashioned stirred, we can make that a la minute for you as well.
So your bulk old fashions, it's kind of playing on us topping it with soda. You're carbonating it and kind of making a soda yourself to add that element, right?
Yeah, we actually get a soda syrup from Brew City Soda here, a lemon lime soda. We get their concentrated syrup mix, and then we do a specific blend of the syrup to water ratio, add that to the cocktail in the keg, and then carbonate the entire thing. So we are definitely doing our own ridiculous techie version of a Wisconsin old fashioned.
I like it. So obviously you think adding soda to this cocktail is totally fine. You've just put your twist on it. You don't think it's I don't know what the right bar tending term would be, insulting to put soda in a mix.
No, I don't think so. I mean, Wisconsinites have been doing it this way for a very long time. We're in Wisconsin, you know, who are we to shy away from tradition? But at the same rate, I can understand how, you know, you go to 49 other states and you get a completely different cocktail. And I totally get that. So for us, we kind of play to all crowds. You know, if you want to come here and get a stirred, boozy, kind of more spirit forward version of an old fashioned, quote, the traditional way that was done before, the way we kind of got our hands on it here in Wisconsin, we can definitely make you that. But yeah, we the Wisconsin old fashioned in our eyes is kind of a bit more of like a sessionable version of that drink. You know, it's got a little bit more sugar. It has a, you know, some type of carbonated water content topped, you know, on the cocktail. And it's one you can now have multiple of versus, you know, a boozy old fashioned, like the traditional old fashioned, a spirit forward one. I mean, I'm 37 and I'm a lightweight now. So like, I'll have one and I'm like, a water please, and I need a break. So yeah, I think it's a way for us to be able to kind of be more social and hang out and have more than one.
So, I mean, obviously we're in pandemic times, but in the before times, did you notice a greater amount of men or women ordering brandy old fashioned sweet? I mean, your bulk brandy old fashioned is on the sweeter side, but did you notice a big difference in ratio?
I love the term before times, by the way.
Thank you.
you're welcome. Yeah. Honestly, no, not at our bar. I can't speak for everyone, but I think anyone that plays the gender idea that women tend to drink sweeter things than men, like, it's just not true. Like we have plenty of female patrons that come here and get Negronis and boozy drinks and, you know, very spirit forward cocktails, or, you know, they're drinking stirred mezcal cocktails that have been smoked. Like there are no rules in that kind of way of thinking. Like that's just not a thing anymore. We don't really see any type of sway one way or the other.
Before you created your own signature brandy old fashioned, how did you like to order it?
Me, when I would go out, I mean, I when I first got into bartending, I probably had my first brandy old fashioned suite on the east side at a place called the Hi-Hat Lounge, like probably 15, 16 years ago. And I was always ordering it brandy old fashioned suite. Like that was my jam. And then probably like when I got into like my 30s, you know, late 20s, early 30s, I just started drinking more bourbon, and I still wrote the sweet. I'll do a sour every once in a while, and I will definitely order a traditional stirred old-fashioned if I just want one drink to sip on while I'm, you know, taking a meeting or doing whatever. But, you know, I love being from Wisconsin. I love that I kind of grew up in my drinking years, you know, with that brandy old-fashioned sweet, and it's kind of stuck with me.
Well, that's awesome. Daniel, I want to thank you for sharing a bit of your own story about your old fashions.
Hey, yeah, thank you for reaching out. Thanks for having me.